الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected elders and brothers, and also our sisters listening over receivers, we find ourselves in the month of Rajab, and this month of Rajab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has counted it amongst the sacred months of the Islamic calendar. There are 4 months in the Islamic calendar which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a special place in the Islamic calendar, and amongst these 4 months is the month of Rajab. Then comes the month of Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah and Muharram. So this month of Rajab has an inherent sanctity in the eye of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like how in the week we have the day of Friday, which has a virtue over other days, in a similar manner, the month of Rajab has a special virtue over the other months of the Islamic year. Also regarding this month of Rajab, we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the month of Rajab would appear, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make the following dua: Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban وَبَلِّغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. That, O Allah, grant us blessings in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. Again, we see that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had that zeal, that yearning, that enthusiasm for the month of Ramadan, so that he could increase his ibadah and he could gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this too, respected elders and brothers, should be our zeal and our enthusiasm, that we be granted longer life only so that we can increase our investment in the Akhirah. Especially in today's climate, when we find that people are leaving this world around us, a person is here today, tomorrow he's gone. Yesterday a unique incident happened, a lesson for all those who are present here, that a nikah took place after Maghrib Salah. Our Hazrat sat down to perform the nikah. The groom was delayed because of an accident which took place. So Hazrat was discussing while waiting for the groom that how strange the visa of life is. It can be cancelled at any time. And Hazrat mentioned that there can be celebration on one side and on the other side there can be death. And just then the phone rings and Hazrat receives the news that his brother-in-law passes away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him high stages in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat and the whole family ajr-e azim and sabr-e jameel. But again, a lesson for us, respected elders and brothers. Then a few days before that, a person in salah, he gets a heart attack, is rushed to hospital and he passes away. So we find that today life is very, very short. So therefore our only real enthusiasm for living longer in this world should be that we increase our investment in the Akhirah. And we see this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, O Allah, grant us the ability to witness another Ramadan. So blessings in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and thereafter to reach the month of Ramadan to increase our investment in the Akhirah. Again, in the month of Rajab we see also that we recall the incident of Mi'raj. And in this masjid and many other masajid, there will be discussions with regards to the incident of Mi'raj. And again, the incident of Mi'raj holds many lessons for us, respected elders and brothers. But what happens to all of us is that when we listen to the various incidents and stories of the Sahaba Ikram, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of the Anbiya, then we do not derive a lesson from these stories. Similarly, if we listen to the stories of the Anbiya, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, many have turned that story into a love story. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions at the end of that surah, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, that in the stories of the Anbiya, there is lessons for those people who have intelligence. So similarly, this incident of Mi'raj, it was an astounding incident, an astonishing incident. It is a mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with body and soul from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa, and from there directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wherein he experienced great closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the message of Mi'raj? And that is the important thing, respected elders and brothers, that this message of Mi'raj, we need to implement the message and lesson of Mi'raj in our lives. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this great honor of experiencing such closeness to him. And on this special occasion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a gift. And we know this gift was none other than the 5 times salah. So in reality, this 5 times salah, which is compulsory in each and every believer's life, is actually a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But today, unfortunately, we are taking it as a burden. It is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the privilege of attaining such proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the same manner, because of the love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted each and every ummati and follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the same privilege, the same honor, and this beautiful gift of experiencing the closeness and proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day. Unfortunately, we take it as a burden. One day in the office, Hazrat beautifully explained that we find in every single institute, college, school, business, we find that the teachers, the workers, the learners are given few days off, holiday. But we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it that every single day without fail we have to perform salah. In fact, on special occasions we find the day of Eid, one extra salah. During the month of Ramadan, extra 20 rakats of salah. Because salah is not a burden. In reality, the salah is a great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will appreciate this gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that now he has more opportunity to converse with his beloved and kind Allah. So therefore, a true lover of Allah will not be able to bear that for one weekend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you have been very, very punctual with your salah for this whole week, or for 2 weeks, so I give you 1 week off. A true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be able to bear that distancing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each and every one of us the true love for Allah and the true love for salah. Because we find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that the coolness of my eyes lies in salah. And if a person ponders over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favors upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will be compelled to express that he is unable to count even a single bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we take one grain of rice that we find on our dastarkhan, then behind that one grain of rice, how many bounties are attached to it? Within our own body, the ability to lift that grain of rice from the plate into our mouth, how many bounties are attached to that? The entire body has to work in conformity so that that grain of rice can be raised from the hand into the mouth. Then behind that rice, a person had to earn, the father of the house or the breadwinner had to work hard so that he can get his salary and thereafter purchase that grain. And behind that grain, the person who is selling that grain, he had to purchase it from the wholesaler, and from there it had to be imported, it had to travel over the sea. The ship itself, the amount of bounties within the ship, in the ocean itself, and on the plantations. So if you look at one grain of rice, we cannot even count that one grain of rice, the bounties which are attached to that grain of rice. Take the eye for example. We find that the entire department and faculties are dedicated alone to the study of the eye. People spend their entire lives just studying the eye. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us ears, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us so many organs within our bodies which function perfectly. And we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our mere existence alone is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who brought us from non-existent into existence, and is sustaining us. And the bounties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are showering upon us, we cannot even count them. If a person looks at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then In reality, he will have to actually place his head in sajda for his entire life. Then too, he will not be able to express the gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclaimed, Ya Rasulullah, you are exerting yourself so much in ibadah, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised that He has forgiven your past sins and your future sins. Yet we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'asum. But even the minor errors of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven all those. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Shall I not then be a grateful servant to Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered me with such a bounty and with so many bounties, then it's only fair that I express my gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, if a person ponders over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will become extremely easy for him to perform his salah, expressing his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we find that insan is very, very ungrateful. And again, it ties up to what our Hazrat has been discussing over the past few weeks in the surah Al-Adiyat, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the horses of jihad, how these horses jeopardize their entire lives, they risk their lives, they will go into the thick of battle just at the mere command of the master. Yet the master has only given those horses fodder or water to drink, or he has groomed them. But these horses are prepared to obey the command. Total loyalty to the master. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ Indeed, man is very ungrateful to his creator. That, oh man, look at these horses. The master has just given them fodder and water to drink and he has groomed them. Yet they are so loyal. They are prepared to risk their entire lives for the command of that master. So, insan, that Rabb, that Khaliq of yours, who has bestowed upon you so many bounties, which you cannot even count, but you are so disloyal, you are so disobedient to that Allah. Take a lesson from those horses. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا Indeed, man has been created very impatient. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا If some difficulty afflicts him, he becomes very, very irritable. And this is our condition, that when any difficulty afflicts us, we then focus on that difficulty and we forget all the other bounties which are surrounding us. For example, a person gets sick. So he, instead of focusing upon all the other bounties which surround him, his eyes which are functioning properly, like Hazrat gives the example of one wali of Allah who had a bit of fever. So some people came to visit him and they asked him, how are you feeling? So he said, Alhamdulillah, my eyes are functioning perfectly, my ears are functioning perfectly, my hands and feet are functioning perfectly, only I have a little bit of fever. So he first focused upon the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then merely by way of informing, he mentioned that he had a little bit of fever. Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi, he gives the example of Luqman al-Hakim, the wise. We know that he had great character, great akhlaq, and he was a person who had great wisdom. Because of these qualities, his master had great love for him, and he was a slave. So his master had so much love for him, that whenever his master brought any fruit, he would first cut that fruit, and he would present it to Luqman. And after Luqman had eaten, then only the master would eat from that fruit. In this manner, the master regularly would send beautiful fruit for Luqman. One day the master happened to bring a fruit which was very, very bitter. And he presented it to Luqman. He cut it up and he presented it to Luqman. So Luqman alayhi salam took that food and that fruit and he began to eat it with great enjoyment and with great relish, until only one piece was left. So the master said, leave that piece for me. The moment the master took that piece and placed it in his mouth, the bitterness was so severe that he collapsed. Once he regained his consciousness, he said, how is it that you ate that fruit with so much of enjoyment? He said, oh master, you are so kind to me that you send me so many fruit that are so sweet. One time fruit came and it was a bit bitter. I feel ashamed to express ingratitude. So he says, oh servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered so many bounties and favors upon you. So if a little difficulty comes upon you, why become so ungrateful and why complain? So respected elders and brothers, again we come back to the message of Mi'raj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to every single believer this 5-time salah. And if we implement the message of Mi'raj, then we will find that our masajid will become full. Just as we see now, the masjid is full. In the same manner, for every fajr salah, the masjid should be full as it is now. And if this happens, we will find a revolution in the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help will descend. So the message of Mi'raj, which we need to implement in our lives, is that every single Muslim adult, male or female, must implement the 5-time salah in his life. Our masajid must become full. Every single adult Muslim male must perform the 5-time salah as far as possible in the masjid with jama'ah. Let us make a firm resolution, respected elders and brothers, that we will try and bring this into our lives. And then we will see the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering so many favors and bounties upon us. It is not fair of us that we do not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by performing this 5-time salah. Look at the virtues of the salah. That person who performs his salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his sustenance easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him his book of deeds in his right hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy for him to cross the pool sirat. In fact, he will cross it like the speed of lightning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter him into Jannah. And on the other hand, that person who neglects his salah, look at the severe warning. In fact, many fuqaha of the opinion that that person who leaves out salah intentionally, then he has left the fold of Islam. So respected elders and brothers, the Islam, the salah we know is the second pillar in Islam. And unfortunately, this pillar has become extremely weak. Then how do we expect the entire structure of Islam to remain in place? So respected elders and brothers, the lessons that we learn from this occasion of Mi'raj is that we must implement in our lives the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we must implement and we must appreciate this great bounty of salah. If we appreciate this great bounty of salah, then we will find that all our problems will be solved. And if we neglect this great bounty of salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his help will be raised from us. In one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ, that, O believers, seek assistance and seek help through sabr and salah. In other words, if a person adopts salah and sabr in his life, then he will find a solution to all his problems. We know Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was a person who was very, very particular when he came to ruling. And he had great awe over his populace. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu wrote one letter, very famous letter, to the governors of his various provinces. And in this letter he mentions, إِنَّ أَهَمَّ أُمُورِكُمْ عِنْدِي الصَّلَاةِ, that in my opinion, your most important affair is salah. مَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ. He said, whoever protects his salah and is punctual with his salah, then he will protect his entire deen. So we see here the importance of salah was so important in their lives that it was given importance over everything else. And then he further says, وَمَنْ ضَيَّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَضْيَعَ, and whoever will destroy the salah, then he will be more destructive in other affairs and other issues. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. On the day of Qiyamah, or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, on the day of Qiyamah, the first thing which we will have to give account for will be the salah. And in one hadith it is mentioned that if a person's salah is correct, then inshallah all his other a'mal will be correct. And if his salah is incorrect, then there is a great fear that there will be deficiency in all his other a'mal. And then inevitably he will have to go into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to adopt and bring into our lives this 5-time salah with the correct devotion and concentration. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and remove all the difficulties, calamities and problems of humanity at large. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the marhumeen of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.